Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time. Hello, hello. I'm changing up on you guys today and introducing you to a very, very important and special person, my good friend, Jenna Miller. I was a guest on her wonderful podcast, Depth, last year, and I never freaking shared the episode with you guys, which is so silly of me. I have no idea why I didn't do that and why it just dawned on me to do it now, a year later. But here we are. Her podcast is a place that's filled with honest, raw conversations. The ones that everyone wants to have that no one has. The questions everyone wants to ask without asking them. She goes over so many topics, whether it's emotional, whether it's spiritual, whether it's taboo or those hush-hush topics, and she blows them wide open. So seriously, if you're looking for another podcast to listen to, hers is a good one. It's Depth with Jenna Miller. And today you're going to hang out with the two of us and you're going to feel like you're part of our friendship by the end of the episode. So I'm going to bring that episode that she interviewed me on to you guys today. And in this episode, you're going to get a deeper vibe of acne, skincare, and how our spiritual being and emotions influence our skin. And then of course, how we can care for it. I share a little about Jenna and Maya's friendship, the story of how I got started and where the journey has led to me now in my business and how I look at skin and how I talk to clients about their skin. We open up and honestly and authentically talk about the spiritual journey of skincare. And even I open up more about a new service that I've been working on and learning, the pendulum work in skincare and spirituality, which is so fun and so cool. And if you listen to the very end, you're actually going to learn some spicy tips and fun things about me, which is things I obviously don't talk about on this podcast, but of course, being interviewed and asked questions on hers, I shared a little bit of my personal life. I'm so excited to have you hanging out with me and my bestie. So enjoy this wicked cool episode.
A lot of the time, acne is tied with grief or a really heavy, sad emotion, like stagnant, stuck sadness. And because unfortunately it's perpetuated by looking in the mirror, self-hate, there's all these things that add on to their initial feeling of I'm not worthy, or I'm not pretty, all these things. And then they look themselves in the mirror and it's just this reaffirming, this image of something.
Welcome to the Depth Podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Miller. Here we are going to be diving deep into the layers of the human experience, talking about what it looks like to live in pleasure and play, while also dipping into what it feels like to swim in the darker, more shadowy sides of life. I'm an embodiment and sacred sexuality mentor, guiding hearts into more pleasure and intimacy in their everyday life. I'm a lover, a connector, and an intuitive who is here to simply pour more love into this planet. Come play with me and let's go deep.
Hi, Danielle, and welcome to the Depth Podcast. I am so excited to chat all about skin with you here today. Danielle is a dear friend of mine. We go back all the way to elementary school together. We were considered twins. My sister and her brothers were in the same class, and we got forced into being friends back in, what was it, 2004 or 2005. So here we are today, both businesswomen, both thriving in our own independent lives, and we have stayed connected through all these years. I think one of my longest standing friendships. So I am so grateful for you to be here today and to pour some of your love and wisdom into anyone that's tuning in. So I would love for you to introduce yourself, what you do, and go ahead.
Yeah. First off, I'm so excited. Like, this is so exciting for me. And like you mentioned, like, just being friends for so long, like, this just, if you would scroll back and tell us at that, like, that small little age, like, what we're going to be doing, it's just like, gives me chills. So yes, I am Danielle, also known as Danny, as you probably will hear lots. I have been friends with Jenna for, like she mentioned, like, years at this point. And we truly were dragged into being friends, but it, honest to God, was the best gift. Our moms could have made us sit down and watch the play together, is how it actually happened. Best gift we could have been given. Truly, truly thankful for your wisdom and the way that you show up in my life, not even just as a friend, but even as a businesswoman yourself. You are incredibly inspiring and a rock star. A little bit about me specifically. I am an esthetician and entrepreneur. So yes, I've had my business for almost 5 years now, which is quite wild. Time truly does seem to fly. I worked in the spa and like the industry for a few years before then, just to kind of like dip my toes in, kind of figure it out. And then I was working and I'm like, I think I can do this. Like, I was running the spa in the sense of like doing the emails and flipping the laundry and working with clients. And I knew that was my plan to have my own all along. I just really didn't think that it would materialize so quickly, which I'm very blessed and very thankful for. Yeah. So my clinic is here in London, Ontario, where I've started my business and I've kept my business. I love it. I love my job. I find it's just obviously the best way that I could have put my skills to work. I like being hands-on. I'm a hands-on learner. I'm a hands-on worker. And I just love being able to actually be of service to people that way. I mainly focus in skincare. That is my jam. That's where I really honed in, and I do a lot of research. I do a lot of experimenting, not only just changing my skin, but just client skin. It's just, it kind of fell in my lap and became a super passion of mine. Something that kind of fell out of, I feel like, nowhere, because I just didn't really know when I was in school that skin would be like my niche, but it truly has unraveled to be something so much bigger than just being an esthetician or just being an entrepreneur. So that's super cool.
Yeah, I'm so, so proud of you, because I remember when you were in aesthetic school and me coming to do like a manicure, right, as a model.
Yeah.
And us just chatting and connecting. And it's so right. Like, and even when you were renting a house at one point and you were doing the business out of the spare bedroom, right? And it was like, yeah, buckets of water from the bathroom.
Sinks,
and
yeah,
you were doing a pedicure. And it's like, you know, if only that version of you knew today, you know, owning a location, you know, having scaled this business, having like just the growth that you've had over the last 5 years is absolutely incredible to watch. And as a friend of yours, I'm like just beaming with joy for you. So thank you for being here and for sharing. I would love for you to share how you got into skincare specifically. Like, I know you're kind of, that's your bit of your expertise, right? Is really the skincare clinic aspect of Inspiration to Aesthetics. Why skincare?
I think that really when I started thinking about back to the beginning of like why I wanted to become an esthetician, it became so much more about building people versus it being an industry. And unfortunately, this industry is very convoluted and there's unfortunately a lot of negativity attached to it. And I really wanted to start being the change and having it in viewed in a different way. And skin became like the door. It was just like, this is where you need to shine through, because there's so much elements to the skin, and there's so much, not even just it as an organ, but like how, and we'll dive deeper into this, but like how it just affects a person as an individual and their confidence in the way that they live their life. And I really just truly wanted to have people feel the best and like look their best and not have anything stopping them. And I feel, like I said, this industry can get a little bit negative in the sense like it's a vain thing to go get a facial, or it's, you know, because you want to look a certain way, and that stigma needs to be taken away. It's not about that. It's about self-care, and it's about you going for a facial is actually treating yourself and giving yourself a moment to be in a relaxing space and mindset, someone to listen to, someone to hear you out. Oftentimes, especially with acne and things, people, you know, are often hushed. It's like, oh, it's a pimple, you're fine. Like it's, there's no room for them being uncomfortable in their own skin. And I really wanted to change that. I really wanted it to be like, this is a treatment. Just as you would go to a massage therapist, I'm doing a treatment on you. So I really wanted to change that. I wanted to change how people felt, but also how the industry needs a little bit of a shift, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I, you know, if anyone who's listening knows me personally knows that I've been on a skincare journey over the last, I would say, I think it's probably been at least 6 years before you had your business officially, of really, after I came off hormonal birth control, I really struggled with my skin and cystic acne. And for a long time, you and probably my parents and siblings were the only people that actually saw me without makeup, right? I would come to you and you would offer me treatment so lovingly. And so, you know, your approach to something that is so vulnerable, right? Your skin is breaking out. Your confidence feels completely depleted, and you just feel like such a tender space to be in. And the way you approach all your clients, and I know this from just your raving reviews and all of our mutual friends who come to see you for their skin, like you have this way of making people feel comfortable in the skin that they're in right now without it being like, you have such a long way to go to change it. Whereas sometimes I think in aesthetics, they're like, oh, wow, yeah, this is bad acne. Like, let's get you on this cream and do this treatment. And like, we'll get this cleared up, but it could take this time. And I feel like you have a really great skill of meeting someone where they're at and being like, yeah, I understand that this is a really fragile time for you. And let me witness you in this space that you're in without it needing to be like, we have many miles to run. So my understanding is you've never had acne, though. You've never had many major skin concerns. How did you develop that skill? Like, how do you have that amount of compassion for something that you haven't experienced?
I don't really know. I don't know if it's just I've always have had this ability to feel things without really identifying why. And I think that's just part of my gift and part of me as a therapist. And my view, though, like I even remember in school, like I just don't love that a lot of the aesthetics is like a fear-based tactic. Like they have this person on their table and they're saying how they have acne. If you recommend three creams and tell them it's going to work, of course they're going to buy it. And it's like a fear tactic. It's a different way. And in a lot of ways, I'm like, okay, like let's start from the very basics. Talk with me. Like I don't even sell product half the time because I'm just so interested and like, okay, like my brain just goes and spins and I treat them like a friend. And I know it sounds kind of cliche, but I'm just like, okay, like how can I serve and how can I help? Because clearly they're at a space that this isn't just acne. This isn't just that. So I feel it's kind of just this innate feeling that I've had. I also think a lot of my passion stemmed from not having a lot of education in it when I was younger. I remember even like going to your bathroom or like a few of my friends' bathrooms and they would have like all these serums. And I remember going sleepovers and be like, oh, what's this? And I'd use every single product that everyone had because I just didn't have that. My mom just was like, ah, here's some soap, you know, like she just wasn't educated herself, which is no fault of her own. But it was just like this intriguing thing to me that I like never really had. So I think when I had access to it and I could see change and I could work with people and like even working with you, and as I saw client skins change and their confidence change, I was like, this is it. Like, this is the game changer for me.
Yeah, I just think it's just such a incredible skill and talent, and it goes to show your heart. It's in such a right place in this industry, and you are someone who's in this industry really making a difference, I think, and changing the way that people approach, like you said, going for a facial and thinking it's not vain, seeing it as an act of self-nourishment, an act of taking care of oneself and actually spending a few minutes to calm down and breathe and just center themselves, instead of it being like, oh, I want to look right and tight for, you know, whatever the thing is that yeah, I think totally. Aesthetics looked like for a long, long time. So I would love your thoughts on sort of the connection between emotions in the skin. I know we're talking a bit about acne here specifically, and because that's really been my journey with you, that's the context for this conversation. But I know you've helped hundreds of thousands at this rate. I'm actually not sure your numbers, but hundreds of people in your clinic with skin concerns, whether it be rosacea or acne or scarring, anything, right? Mm-hmm. You have so many cool modalities to support people with. What have you noticed in these raw conversations that you've had with folks when you're laying there and you're looking at their skin between their emotions and skin and these reactions that are happening on the topical surface of our faces and bodies, really?
Yeah, this is something that I have really started to notice. It's something that I always knew was there. I just couldn't pinpoint it. I couldn't figure it out. It's not really talked about. It's not taught. There's not a lot of research on it. It was kind of something that I was like, okay, like I think I'm onto something, but like, how do I unravel this? I did actually take a course to kind of open up a little bit. And like you said, have a few more modalities to experiment that way. But truly, I've always felt that emotion shows up in the skin. And a lot of the time, we're not even aware. A lot of the time, I always say to people, your skin is like a window trying to tell you something is going on inside. It's not giving you those pimples or those rashes because it hates you. It's actually doing that because it loves you and it needs your attention. It's actually doing that because it's like arms up in the air, like, help me. I love you. I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to serve you. And I can't right now. Something's amiss. So it's actually very important. So kind of back to the acne topic, there's been a few times where I've said to clients, and I'm like, I know you're not going to like this, but right now I'm so glad you are going through this right now. And I'm so glad your skin is trying to get your attention because this is going to help you long-term. This isn't just, like I said, a few creams, like this is truly, let's unpack what's going on in your body and how can we make that, you know, settle out. I would say the biggest I find with my clients, I don't know if that's just the few people that I've opened up this kind of avenue with, a lot of the time acne is tied with grief or like a really heavy, sad emotion, like stagnant, stuck sadness. And because unfortunately it's perpetuated by looking in the mirror, self-hate, there's all these things that add on to their initial feeling of I'm not worthy, or I'm not pretty, all these things. And then they look themselves in the mirror and it's just this reaffirming, this image of something, which gives them more grief, which gives them more, you know, sadness, lack of confidence, lack of self-love, you name it. So I would say that's the biggest. What I'm noticing a lot now, especially with clients, with the situation we're living in, a lot of the time people are coming to me and they're like, oh, you know, I have blemishes or I'm having rashes. And that's actually, yes, okay, masks are a contributing factor, but it's also because your body is at a heightened state of stress. Mm. We're in this space that we don't know. Nothing feels like it's in our control. You know, we're either not working or we're working too much, or, you know, our job was just taken from us, or we were laid off and then now we're back to work, or our kids are at school or at home being taught. Like, there's so many things that are now thrown at us that our body has never actually been able to digest and actually be able to function through. So many people are having rashes and, you know, the amount of times I've got someone to say, I've never struggled with my skin. but this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. So then I kind of tailor it back. I'm like, okay, what's changed in your world? You know, you're home with your four kids and your teacher yourself. So you're teaching, learning, and navigating your home. Like, you have to think. Like, your skin, like I said, it's an organ trying to get your attention. It's not just like, kind of listen. Like, that's like how they say, dietitians often say, like, food log. I always say to clients, log what's going on. You know, if you wake up and there's a blemish, what side of the face is it on? Do you sleep on that side? Did you rest your hand on your cheek when you're in your Zoom meeting, whatever it is? Really look at your skin as something that it's getting your attention. It's there's reasons for what's going on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think a lot of the time it's sadness, it's grief, stress, and just kind of like that lack of self-love, to be honest.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, I definitely resonate with the rash part at the beginning of the pandemic. I think a month in, I started getting it, and I wasn't wearing masks because I wasn't going outside. I work from home. I was living in my apartment, really just going outside for air. And I had such a rash on my face, and then it lasted 3 months. It went from one side to the other side. And truly, I think the only thing I could really narrow it down to was the fact that we were in such a uncertain time, and there was way more stress, way more fear, way more anxiety. So that's really interesting. And I can definitely relate to the grief piece. I think even just that heaviness, that sadness, right, with acne, I think that is a very interesting correlation that you're seeing in your practice. I know this won't apply to everyone, but it's maybe even just something to think about for sure, that you've come to understand in the work that you've been doing. So say someone is going through a hard time with their skin right now, you know, their self-confidence has been affected. Maybe they're struggling with acne as well, or rosacea, or anything else. Is there any self-like love advice or tips, things that you lean to share with your clients for someone who's really in that vulnerable space of like, I can't look in the mirror. Like, this is hard to go on each day without leaving the house without makeup or whatever it may be. And a little bit of advice for those folks.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of two-sided, because just recently I've kind of switched a lot of my protocols and a lot of how I'm dealing with clients. Again, that just comes with me experience and kind of straying away from what's taught, I guess. But first and foremost, initially I would offer, they can always have a skin consultation with me. We can do it over Zoom. We can do it over voice notes. Like, doesn't matter, whatever they're comfortable with. But I would maybe seek some help, some professional help. What I really recommend, and what I'm really starting to talk a lot more about, my first thing that I would tell someone to do is meditate. I would tell them to, and a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have time, or it's stressful, I hate being with my thoughts. That's exactly what I want you to be with. I want you to be with your thoughts. I want you to be with your feelings, because through those things, you're going to find emotion. And through those emotions, you're going to be able to unpack what is holding you back. What is, you know, stressing you out? What is making you sad? What are you holding on to? And once you can kind of dive into that for yourself, it's a lot easier for me to help you. It's a lot easier for you to identify things that are going on and why there's a response. Silly little example, for me, when I get, when I don't feel heard, or I get frustrated and I'm in an argument and I'm not feeling heard, I will find the next day I'll have blemishes on the side of my neck or my jaw. And to me, I've highly seen that it's after an argument with my partner, or just not feeling heard in whatever circumstance. And I challenge people. I'm like, okay, well, you know, where did that blemish come from? And like, what were you dealing with yesterday? Or, you know, has this week been exceptionally challenging? So the first thing I would say is meditate. And along with that would be journaling. That way, like I said, you can identify those pinpoints. I've also launched two meditations that you can listen to on my podcast, Inspirations Beauty Show. And there's two. One is just, what is skin, essentially? And I remind you guys that your skin's an organ. Like, your skin is an organ just like your heart is an organ. Your skin is an organ just like your liver and your bladder and all these things that we have in our body. And often people don't get mad. If you're drinking a lot of water, you're not mad at your bladder for peeing. Like you don't get upset at it's doing its bodily function. So why do we get upset when our skin is trying to get our attention or it's trying to purge out what's not serving us? Like, why do we get mad at an organ? So I really try to shift the mindset of, you know, it's back to that vain comparison of like, oh, well, people are going to judge me. This is how I look. And it's all about how you appear. Where if you can actually dive deeper and you can actually figure out what's going on, you're not only going to look like you're glowing, you're going to feel like you're glowing. Like it's going to be a full-on transformation. It's not even just going to be about your skin. And that's what I've been really finding is that the more people really start to work on themselves, and I'm a huge, like, internal and external beauty is my slogan for my business. I truly 100% believe that if you feel and you are beautiful on the inside, you absolutely will shine and radiate on the outside. There's no question in my mind. So it's really wild that even again, those statements that I've had since the beginning, now I'm actually seeing that it's like true. Like there's so much things that are like lining up to show that. So meditate, journal, dive deep, figure out what's going on, figure out, you know, what's making you sad and let it go. Give yourself that breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. It's the awareness of what's even present, right? I feel like it's so easy to just kind of be going through the motions of your day and your life and your months. And it's just like forgetting that we are emotional beings and there's so much attached to our work and our, it's not just about our work and our families and that not, and whatnot. It's about turning inward to say like, what's here for me? What's alive and present on my heart right now? What am I holding on to? Whether that be grief or sadness or anything like that. I find it so interesting. You've taken your business and sort of turned a little bit towards more of like using your intuition. You know, we were talking originally at the beginning about, I said, well, how do you even hold that space for people in the vulnerability of like, you know, me coming in and being like, you're the third person in the world I've shared my acne with. And obviously we're besties. So it's a bit easier than a complete stranger. But you've taken what is traditionally just, you know, kind of science-esque and it's skin and this is how to treat it. And these are the medications and these are the ingredients that help deal with skin. And you've kind of gone towards this route of like, let's actually see what's here emotionally and whatnot. And I know you've sort of been working on adding more of this intuition and your spiritual lens to your practices. Are you comfortable sharing a little bit about what that looks like now?
Yeah, it is crazy because I stumbled upon it and it was something that I didn't know was offered. Like I said, from the beginning, it's not really talked about in traditional aesthetics, which is fine and fair. There's no hate on for that. But if someone were to want to dive deeper, if any esthetician is listening to this, there are courses actually out there. It's just, you gotta find them. So yeah, it was kind of like this thing that I knew I kept having this ping. I just didn't really know how to navigate it. I didn't really know how to find it or where to find it. But when I did, it was a course and it was a, I think 8-month course. And it went from just learning about the skin again, as an organ and understanding the cellular layers, the fascia, like everything that makes up our skin, to actually diving deeper without the layers, like without the actual biology of skin. And being like, what does this mean? Like when you touch yourself, you know, even energy work, like what do you feel? What is shifting? What did you think of? Why did you think of that? Like everything is correlated. Like everything had a little web that somehow connected it. So one of the courses, for example, was a pendulum, like using a pendulum to try to guide whether it's advice me to give to them about their skin, maybe it's advice that I pick up on their energy, whatever it is. So it's simply me just tuning in and tapping into their energy. It's not, you know, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not predicting the future. I'm not anything. I'm actually just accessing what their body is trying to tell them. And I'm just that gateway for them. Especially with my skincare knowledge, sometimes things happen in my head that I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, when I saw Jenna last time, this is what showed up on her skin. Like this makes so much sense. Like I can make those correlations for them. So then I can be like, you know what? Like that actually tells me this, this, and this. And so, you know, that's why when you get out of the shower, you're flushed and you're beet red or like whatever it is. It can unlock a lot of things that I can take my science brain and I can take the actual like brain, like the skin, but actually tie it to emotion or to tie it to whatever it may be. So that's been really cool. I haven't like, also with the pandemic, it's kind of made it hard to venture off into those things. But yeah, there are a lot of things that I've been trying to add to my business to be a little bit more in that realm, because I think it's incredibly important. I think it's incredibly important to have a space to educate you on that and just to feel safe, but also to understand it from a skin perspective too. I think there's a lot of relief in that. Like when I've talked to a few clients, I feel like their shift in their mindset of like how they actually look at their skin changes a little bit because they have a little bit more compassion. They look at their skin as an organ. It kind of, again, shifts that mindset, which I find is probably one of the most important things that I'm really trying to work on with my clients.
It's so fascinating. And it must be affirming to you too, to have the pendulum as a tool, then, you know, getting the answers there from source or the divinity or whatever you subscribe to, right? A higher power, channeling through you, giving you that guidance with the pendulum, and then being like, oh yeah, I did think that. So this is great kind of confirmation that mm-hmm. is exactly what I was thinking. I know you beautifully gave me a reading for my skin with this new tool that you're utilizing, and I found it so fascinating, and then found it very affirming to what I was experiencing. And then I was following your suggestions from what you were able to pull through from the reading, and then found direct results because of it. So it is sometimes, I think sometimes these things can be up in the clouds, right? They feel inaccessible, or they seem like, oh, that's really out there. That's really, you know, crazy, right? But it's cool to, and I've grown up in sort of that spiritual lens. I mean, my mom was a spiritual mm-hmm. mentor my whole life, so I was always connected with the divine in some way. But this is, it's just cool to hear it and then try it and see those results. And yeah, I know that this, if anyone's listening and this feels really like a far stretch from them, totally lovingly see you where you're at. And maybe this is not not the path for you right now, but it's just bringing a little bit of awareness back into what you are feeling, what you are experiencing, what's happening on the skin, and making mm-hmm. it feel less detached from you and more a very much a part of you. Mm-hmm. So I know right now there's a lot of kind of crummy advice out there on skincare, and there is, you know, the YouTubers, there's the influencers, there's every influencer and celebrity as a whole making a skincare line. There's a lot of stuff out there. TikTok, right? All the TikTok DIY hacks of lemon juice and whatnot. What do you think? You know, I want this podcast to really be about authentic truths and peeling behind the veil on some things that we typically don't peel the veil behind. What would you say is some of the worst advice you've seen out there that you just, like a PSA, please stop listening to this advice. Don't use this product. Don't try this on your skin. What is really damaging?
Yeah. And it's so wild because I laugh initially, but it's actually incredibly sad. Like, some days I laugh at it because I'm like, who put this out there? And then I'm like angry because it's just this, it's this emotional cycle. Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I hate to like, you know, shed some hate, but I think the best thing to do is maybe even like research it. Maybe if you see something, research it a little bit more. The amount of times my clients will send me a TikTok video and be like, hey, is this true? Like, can I do this? Like, and I'm like, no, like, stop. Like the lemon one that you gave as an example, I post about that because someone actually put like a lemon, it was like lemon peel and sugar or something. And it like made their skin look porcelain, like literally no pore, no hair, no wrinkle, no cell, like nothing. And from my perspective, I'm like, that's not even real. You can have perfectly clear skin and, you know, we'll just use in air quotes that perfect complexion that everyone strives for, you know, that filter. Everyone can strive for that, but like, you're always going to have pores. You're always going to have things like, again, your skin's an organ, needs to breathe. It needs to have access, like needs to be able to discard some things. It's never, you can't get rid of your pores. So anything that shows you that you can literally, you know, put that thing over your nose and it just tugs everything out, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. You can't put something on your face and remove a pore. I think that's probably the most common thing that I see. And I think filters are another one. You have to realize that when they're giving advice, their before and afters likely have filters, or that, you know, they're using a filter in general, which I know I'm trying to stay away from. I know they're addicting. Even I'm human too. Like I feel that, that pressure. I do feel that. So I'm not hating on people who use them. It's just really that active to try to stray away if we can. But yeah, maybe just do your research, maybe like look it up or like go on Pinterest and see if it's also recommended there, you know, follow a few estheticians that you're in the area and see if they're posting about it. Because if there's going to be something that we as a skin professional or anyone in the skincare world, if we see something that is like, yes, that's a good tip, they'll likely share it. They're likely going to positively enforce that. Yes, that's true. You know, follow that, do that. A lot of the time, if it's not so true, you might not find it on professional pages.
Yeah, I love that. And that was such a loving answer. It was like, I'm not going to poop on anyone, but yeah, like don't put the lemon peel on your skin and or lemon juice or whatever that I know you had shared about that funny one, which isn't funny at the end of the day, because it is at the end of the day, it's damaging your skin. And that's why that's what I want to give that PSA to people about. It's like, you know, let's stop trying to scrub away acne or like trying to burn away, because it's like that not only is that going to affect the present moment, but that can cause more issues down the line, right, with scarring and whatnot. So and obviously probably way more issues than just scarring. So I appreciated that really beautiful, kind and supportive answer that you did share, which is go and double check, you know, check in with someone that you trust who maybe is in the industry, check in with a skin book, you know, like anything like that. That is beautiful advice. So yeah, I would love to wrap this up with just three questions I love to ask everyone that jumps on this podcast. We do like to talk about pleasure and play and intimacy here, and that's kind of my whole tagline for my business. And I know that we've been sort of deep in here in this conversation about skin, of sort of the more challenging bits of skin, and there is a lot of playfulness involved in it too, right? There's a lot of fun that can come of treating yourself and nourishing your skin and taking care of yourself. And I think you do a great way of sharing that even on your Instagram, right, too, of like your little rituals and the things that you do for your fun, for yourself to have fun with your skin. But anyway, in conclusion to all of what I just said, what is your favorite way to cultivate intimacy, either with your clients or with your loved ones, your partner, your favorite way to connect with others?
I would say if it's with clients, my favorite thing is their massage. Not only is it physical touch, but they always say, wow, I did not know how badly I needed that. Because people do not give themselves the time of day to slow down, to check in, to tune in. So I think that's pretty incredible. And I think that now it's starting to mean more to me than just like they're enjoying it or it's relaxing. It's now like, like I've, you know, just given them that breath of air kind of thing. So that's been kind of cool. As for with my partner lately, so when we first started dating, we played this game called the Toonie game. And it was a game that we always played and haven't for, I guess, 8 years now. And through the pandemic, we've been playing it because there's not much else to do. And it's very simple. You literally get, you could get a loonie, you could get a quarter, you could get whatever you
want. For the Americans listening or any other country.
Get like any coin. Any coin. Yeah. It could be a button. Get a button. and sit across from, like, on a table or an island or wherever you are, and you shoot this button or coin or whatever back and forth, and you ask questions. So you start at the beginning, and it can be like as simple as what do you want for dinner, or you know, what's your favorite food, especially if you're getting to know a partner. Like, that's where we really established it. And it was almost to get to awkward questions that you didn't really know how to ask. So it could be even playful, like positions, or, you know, what is your favorite place to be kissed, or like, you know, what don't you like just things that you don't like. It can sometimes be awkward to ask that. And then of course, 8 years into a relationship, sometimes you just get like comfortable in your relationship and you lose a little bit of the spice or whatever. So then you can kind of reignite, you know, what would be something that you're desiring or something. And that's a lot of the words I've learned from you, Jenna, actually, was working with you one-on-one. And using those words in a game like this can actually make it more intimate. So it can be silly. It can be literally as funny as, what do you want to do tomorrow? You know, what color underwear are you wearing? Like, literally anything, to something really sensual, or even, you know, what's your biggest secret, or like, what holds you back, or what's your biggest dream? Like, it can be really any spectrum. So my partner and I have been doing that more so lately, just to almost get that connection that, you know, people are craving.
I love that so much. Did you invent that toonie game?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It was years ago. Like, literally Josh came home from Alberta one weekend and we just played it when we were in a long distance relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And is your, are your love languages physical touch and quality time?
Ours are completely opposite. So Josh's okay. physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, gifts or okay. gifts of service or something. And then mine's like literally the opposite.
So gifts first.
Yeah. Even a love note. I don't know. It doesn't have to be purchased. Yeah. You can pick a dandelion off the ground, you know?
Yeah. I love that. I asked because you said with your clients, you know, that quality time or that quality time in the massage, right? The physical touch there was what you were doing. And so I was just curious if that was if that was high in your love language, because obviously that's how you're giving to your clients that sort of nourishment and love. But so fascinating. Okay, I love that game. I have to try that this weekend.
It's fun.
So what's bringing you a lot of pleasure right now?
Well, I recently got a puppy.
Oh, he's so cute.
Frankie. He's the cutest. He's literally on my lap right now. He is like, he has been my little angel. He's like a service dog, like, and he loves energy. Like, anytime I'm working with the pendulum, he has to be on my lap. Like, has to be. Anytime I have crystals, like, he plays with them. Like, he'll literally like paw them back and forth. Like, he's literally my gem. Like, he's the best. So he's been a lot of fun. He's been keeping me young and chasing him around the house and just laughing and training him. And I've been dancing a lot more, and I think that's a tribute to you, Jenna. Even just like trying to just be silly. Like, I'm home, like, I'm not doing anything. My partner works a lot. So I just like dance around the house. Like, I just put Dua Lipa. Usually it's what gets me going. She's got some good jams. So yeah, I put her on and I just like do some really wicked dance moves. Josh always says if we had a camera in this house that we would be billionaires based off the stuff that I do.
Oh my gosh. I love that. So, that's hilarious. I wish we could be dancing together so much. I can't wait to be able to see each other again. This next question might be the same as Frankie and dancing, but what is something that you're having, that's causing a lot of playfulness in your life right now, or that's bringing in that inner child, that fun, for you?
I'll try to think of a different answer.
I know having a puppy is definitely one.
I think even trying to find what's playful for me, I think is like what's playful, because I'm trying different things and I'm trying to like really navigate what I like and what brings me pleasure without it being work oriented. So like crafting, I love crafting. I'm not good at it. I just enjoy doing it.
Yes, you are.
Well, that's kind of you. So I think like crafting maybe would be my answer, or like even just like playing in the idea of playing to get something for pleasure, like just to kind of do something for fun, I think. Mm-hmm. Haven't found it quite yet, but yeah.
That's a great answer. I love that. I feel like I say I love that after everything, but it is really true. I do. I love everything about you, and then I love all your answers. So there's a lot of love happening here. Well, thank you so much for coming on and for chatting with us about skin and self-love and mental health. I just think it's been a huge part of my relationship to you, and it's been something you've really supported me with. And I wanted to bless this, whoever's listening to this right now, with that as well. So let people know where they can find you. And if they are in the London area, I know right now they can't come to see you, but you do or offer those virtual consults and whatnot, so please share how to connect with you, and we'll add those links in the show notes.
Yeah, so even if you're not in London, Ontario, feel free, I can do virtual consultations with you, no problem. I have clients pretty well everywhere right now. It's kind of cool, actually. You can find me on Instagram at Inspirations Beauty Clinic. It's just all one word. And then the same thing is for my website. So inspirationsbeautyclinic.com. And then there you can see kind of like what I offer, what my consultations look like. You know, I have a lot of blogs, you know, just get to know me. You'll see my dog on there.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danielle. You are a breath of fresh air. And I really appreciate all that you shared with us here today. So thank you.
You're so welcome. I loved, this was so much fun for me and so much fun just to be a part of. Like, you are such an expander in my world, and this is just so cool to me. So thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yes. Okay. We'll see you soon.
See you.
Before you go, I wanted to leave you with a little bit of info on something I created for you this week that is an awesome resource for anyone who is exploring their feminine energy, their relationship to embodiment. And if you were keeping up with me over on Instagram and following the feminine archetype that I was doing on the Makeup Mondays, this will be a really great, fun resource for you. So it's free and available to anyone to download. It is a guided feminine archetype embodiment practice. It's a juicy one. It's 45 minutes in length, and it goes through the seven main core feminine archetypes as described by Carl Jung. And it is juicy. It is very, very exciting. It is going to be intuitively led by you. There's the guidance from me in the audio, and it's just a really nice practice, I think, to sink into the layers of the feminine expression, realize our multidimensionality in our expression of the feminine energy, really connect in with different layers of ourselves. It's a beautiful practice that I poured a lot of love into. So if exploring the feminine archetypes, if exploring your relationship to your feminine energy is of interest to you, then I highly suggest you go ahead and grab that free audio to play with. You can grab that at the link in my Instagram bio just by clicking onto the free feminine archetypes audio. And we will link that in the show notes below as well. So I hope you enjoyed this episode with Danielle. It was such a fun conversation to have with my bestie and all things skin. If you have any questions regarding skin and you want a follow-up podcast, please shoot them my way, and I'll be sure to bring Danielle back for another episode. So have a beautiful week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
What did you guys think? Isn't she just so fun and fantastic? Her energy is so contagious, and she's always like that. She's been a dear friend of mine, as you guys learned, for majority of my life, and I'm so blessed to have her in my world. Aren't you going to go download all her episodes now? Because she's just so wonderful. And I'm sure you're just so curious about what other conversations she has and interviews she's had. She's had so many cool topics and cool people to be interviewed. So I really highly recommend you listening to her podcast. And I'm so glad that you got to hang out with me in that capacity and learn from me and my bestie. Listen to your skin, your emotions, and listen to how your emotions and your skin play together and how they react together. And as always, stay internally and externally beautiful. all you inspirational beings.